2016 has been a huge year for one of North Yorkshire's most picturesque communities. I took a trip to Paintley Bridge's award-winning High Street to meet three influencers who've been a key part of this year's historic moments.
Keith Tordoff, chairman of Nidderdale Chamber of Trade and also owner of the oldest sweet shop in Paintley Bridge.
Kirsty Shepherd, also from the oldest sweet shop in England in Paintley Bridge and the Nidderdale Chamber of Trade.
Tim Ledbetter from Cycland Outdoors.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic year. The Nidderdale Chamber of Trade put a bid in to the Great British High Street Awards competition, which is run by the government. And last year there were only 230 entries, this year over 900, so we had a really stiff competition. And fortunately, we were selected to be finalists and the only representatives of North Yorkshire. And we went to London just over a week ago and won the title Best High Street in the Village category throughout the country. And also Kirsty at the side of me won a bronze award for her social media skills.
Social media is an incredibly powerful tool, especially when it came to using it for this competition. 50% of the markup was down to public vote, and what better way to shout out, come on, let's vote for Paintley Bridge, than through to all our followers through on Facebook and on Twitter. And the response that we got was incredible. We actually had 67,000 views of our posts in a 1 month period. It just goes to show how much people are passionate about Paintley Bridge and how much they want to support Paintley Bridge. We were quite overwhelmed with the support, especially with it coming worldwide, like places such as Australia, America, New Zealand, Thailand even, China, Russia. It really did help our campaign, and getting a bronze award at the Great British High Street Awards for social media was an icing on the top of the cake, as it just goes to show the hard work that we put in behind the scenes to promote the area through social media.
We're still waiting for the statistics from the government, but in the new year we're going to be told just how many people actually did vote for the Paintley Bridge bid. And, you know, Kirsty was integral to that. She absolutely did a fantastic job with the social media, which was clearly recognised by the government and the sponsors and the organisers of the awards. And really it's something that all businesses need to embrace. And part of the award for getting the title is that we're going to be offered in the new year support for businesses in Nidderdale to do with Twitter and Facebook, who are also sponsors of the awards.
But what makes that High Street so special? Tim explains what he thinks makes Paintley Bridge unique.
Well, we've got everything in the High Street. I like to think of the High Street a bit like a massive department store. We have so many different sections. So we've got my own shop, walking, outdoor clothing. We've got gift shops. We've got the oldest sweet shop in the world. We've got something for Santa, you know. The butchers. I mean, the butchers do an amazing trade at this time of year. People come, obviously, throughout the year, but they remember Paintley Bridge and what service they get here, and they do come back, and they come, obviously, winter, Christmas, and all year round.
And being the owner of an outdoor shop, I'm sure it's not just the retail that Tim thinks is a great reason to come to Paintley.
There's so many walks that you can do locally, and we've got such a variety of landscape. If you go to the top of the dale, you've got, it's different again from down here, lowland, obviously valley walks as well. So there's got so much to see, so much to do.
There are just two trading days left before Christmas, which means there's just enough time to go and check out what Paintley can offer before the big day. Has it been a busy festive period so far this year?
I think the Great British High Street Awards undoubtedly helped to the High Street and people coming to actually shop. It triggered it, the idea of coming to Paintley Bridge. So we've had a very successful year. The late night opening, which we had on the Friday the 9th of December, which is a time to thank people for shopping locally when we give out free drinks and nibbles. An amazing evening, lots of things, the Dacre and Summerbridge Silver Band playing, the Nidderdale Community Choir playing, all organised by the Nidderdale Chamber of Trade, and it was a real Christmassy, festive atmosphere with children, Santa of course, and the shops are all reporting that they've had a fantastic year this year, and certainly leading up to Christmas so far, they're all saying they've had good takings, and that's what it's all about, because we need sustainability for our businesses in the community, because a lot of people either don't have transport, elderly, people who don't find things easy, but they still can use the High Street to get everything. That's why it's so unique, is Paintley Bridge. We've got every kind of shop.
So 2016 has been a monumental year for the people and businesses of Paintley Bridge. But what will 2017 have in store? Well, a celebration of the success comes first.
We're waiting for the plaque to obviously be delivered, along with the cheque, may I add, which we're supposed to get. But I am told that the government work very slowly with this kind of thing. So subject to when we get the plaque, we're wanting to organise an event, a street party, carnival atmosphere. We want to thank people that have supported us. We want to try and invite the people who've said they'd like to come. The minister himself, Mr. Percy, has said he'd like to come to Pateley Bridge and to the unveiling. We've also got Julian Smith MP, who's been a fantastic supporter throughout, who want to come to it. David Kerfoot, of course, who as deputy lieutenant came when the judges came and did a superb job.
There's plenty more events coming to Pateley in 2017, including the
Tour de Yorkshire, 29th of April, which is a Saturday. We've got both the ladies and the gents race, so it's going to be a real full day. We've also got the 1940s on the 29th and 30th of July, which the Chamber of Trade organised. We've then entered to be Yorkshire in bloom, so we're going to try and encourage everyone in the community to get behind and support going to the title of Yorkshire in Bloom, ultimately to go on to Britain in Bloom, and later in the year we're going towards the food festival.
Cooper.
Yeah, we're planning on for first time ever to try and organise a food trail and a food festival weekend, most probably over the half term around October time, when it's a little bit quieter in Pateley Bridge and in the Dale, to try and draw people to the area, because we're well known for all our food producers, all the fantastic pubs, hotels, producers, and we want to try and get everybody together and say, look, let's create a map, a food trail that everybody comes to, and then a weekend of food festival where there's tastings, demonstrations, judging, and hopefully a well-known celebrity to actually come and open the event, and it'll be the first one that's been organised in India. So I'm very excited about 2017 and what is going to happen around not just Pateley Bridge but throughout Nidderdale, and that's what it's about. This is an area. Pateley Bridge is the high street, is the heart, it's the foundations, but beyond that we've got the full Nidderdale AOMB area, which we need to look at all those businesses to come on board.